Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And, well, it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Dynamite is tonight. We've got a lineup for that show. Got five things announced at this point for Dynamite. Maybe more to come since they normally announce things in the afternoon as we do this show. And last night was NXT. So last night was a weird NXT because normally they do a number of matches in advance. Like oftentimes when NXT is over, we got like five, six matches already for the next week. And this one was weird because we had one match announced and then an announcement. I was like, that's kind of weird. Well, now we know why. The show opened with Stephanie Vaquer having to relinquish the North American title. And they're doing a tournament to lead to a multi-person ladder match coming up at the Stand and Deliver show. So we'll tell you about everything that happened on that show. My dearest Ava, back at it again. We'll tell you about that here today. And all of the rest of the news as well, including a auto accident that Mick Foley was in. Mercedes will be defending the strong women's title at Resurgence. We got collision ratings for you. John Cena says more excitement is on the way. Chelsea Green talks about not winning the United States title when she thought she was going to. How that made her feel. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And I do a quick plug here.
As he parses his words carefully.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to screw this up. So anyway, it's WrestleMania, April, and so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do something wacky. I'm going to reduce cameos to $10 for the entire month. They're normally $25, and I decided I'm going to give it a shot for April. $10 cameos the entire month. Yes, there is no better value in cameo. Even Vinny's like $15. I've dropped it all the way to $10 for a month. So anyway, as soon as I tweeted this out, they started flooding in. And the very first cameo request was somebody, and I told you guys all this was going to happen. Very first one was somebody going, man, I really want to go to that sweet party, but I think it might be sold out. And I shouldn't mention this here because hopefully he's listening. Maybe I should. The post show, the post WrestleMania sweet parties are not sold out yet. But there are single-digit tickets left. There's only a few left for both nights. And we cannot add more because it's in a suite. There's actually like a fire code. We don't want to get kicked out of the suite. Like, we don't want to. So, like, when they're gone, they're gone. We cannot sneak you in or whatever. It's like, these are the tickets left. And they're almost gone. So hopefully that guy is listening right now because I haven't done his cameo yet. But there's single-digit tickets left for the post-WrestleMania suite parties. The night one watch party is sold out. And when they're gone, they're gone. We can't add more. They're in a suite. So that one's gone. And the night two watch party, I believe there's two tickets left. So if you want one, don't wait and then ask me in a week if you can get in. So meet and greet and Q&A tickets limited as well. That's Friday at noon at the Palms. Friday at noon at the Palms. And again, do not ask the day of, hey, can I get it? Nope. I'm telling you right now, get the tickets now while you can.
But Brian, what if somebody comes up and they say, I know producer Rob?
No. Then you really aren't getting in. And we got Texas Day Brazil at noon on Saturday, Wicked Brunch on Sunday. So if you want to go, f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is F4WOnline.com/Vegas. I'm actually going to do that guy's cameo during the break because now I feel bad. So there you go.
Can I make a cameo in the cameo?
Sure, if you want. Huh. Hey, one other thing real quick. I know it's another plug and we're sick of plugs, but After Dark Radio is 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And today's one of those days without a guest, but we're going to do news and phone calls and your emails. I want your emails about strange things that happened in your town. Don't have to be paranormal, anything weird in your town. I want to know about it. And any strange, spooky, weird stories your grandparents might have told you. Because everyone's grandparents got some weird story, especially mine. So please don't text them. Send them via email to brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. And over the coming weeks, I will ultimately read everything. That is brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. And get some details in there. I want more than just, my town is known for the Jersey Devil. Well, have you seen him as a friend? Tell me more about it. And anyway, the point also is, we will have a guest today because our own Lance Storm, yes, Lance Storm has a story that he is going to tell on After Dark Radio today, and it is not a wrestling story. It is not a paranormal story.
He tells the mystery about what happened to his sense of humor.
But it is a weird, creepy story. And that will be on After Dark Radio today, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on Sports Byline USA, Twitch, and YouTube. All right, I want to start by wishing the best to Mick Foley. Mick Foley appears to have been involved in a pretty serious car accident on Tuesday. 59-year-old wrestling legend sent out a social media post saying he was in the hospital after a car wreck, but is lucky to have avoided catastrophic injury. He is able to walk, though his body is sore. He suffered what he described as a minor concussion. He shared a photo of himself standing mostly unscathed, it says here. At least he looked unscathed in front of the destroyed car. Tough day for Mickey, wrote, I have no idea how I'm still walking around after this accident. I'm in the hospital now. I'm sore from my knees to my neck, including a minor concussion. He said he's actually doing quite well. He's lost a ton of weight. If you see the picture, you can see how much weight he's lost. But, you know, yesterday on the Brian Avini show, we were doing a segment. We asked her Facebook friends.
Grannies?
What kind of wacky April Fool's joke have you done or been involved in the past? And, God, some of these were, like, terrible. It's like one guy, he had a bunny that he loved that disappeared, and then his mother walks in 2 years later and goes, the bunny is back. And he's all excited. She goes, April Fool's. I was like, dude,
and then
that's horrible. So anyway, I'll say this. Like, I heard this because somebody, you know, this happened apparently near the end of Observer Live yesterday. And we had people that started putting in the chat, you know, Mick Foley was involved in a car accident. And it was near the end of the show, so I didn't get to check on it. And then, you know, I saw the social media post. And then I, like, sent him a get well, hope you feel better soon. And then, like, a half hour later, I sat there and I thought, am I an idiot? Is this, like, some April Fool's joke that, like, you know, because the social media post, like, he's standing there in front of a totaled car and he's like, I'm fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, is this guy doing some wacky April Fool's joke? And I just fell for it and sent him this, you know, get well soon and all this. It was not April Fool's. He was in an accident. So sometimes people do some pretty, you know what I'm saying?
You ever got on April Fool's?
I'm sure I have. Because every April Fool, as I wake up and like the first thing in the morning when I check whatever, I don't check what day it is first. And I woke up and I saw some news story. And I was like, what? And I started really thinking about it for a while. It wasn't even wrestling. It was like something else. I was like, what is going on? And then after about 5 minutes, I was like, oh, I got it. It's April Fool's Day. That was stupid.
Not as stupid as the one time whoever's idea it was to have some fun on the front page of the website and let's do some wacky April Fool's Day stuff. And, man, people still complain about that.
Yeah, we don't do it on the site. Actually, there was a wrestling one that I saw. It was like I think it was on Instagram or something, but it was a
kayfabe news or something.
No, it was like an actual, it was made out to be like an actual announcement. Shane McMahon was returning as an executive to WWE, and he was in charge of the new relationship between WWE and AEW. And I didn't get the April Fool's aspect at first. I just read it, and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. What? It, like, made no sense to me. I didn't even follow. Like, even if it hadn't been April Fool's, I was like, that is not a true story. Like, what is this? And then I found out, oh, I got it. Yeah, that's it. They did the fake press release. Sandman saw it. Yeah.
Ah.
Everyone is so into the idea of Shane McMahon returning. Here's another one. Dressing my enemies. I got nothing against Shane McMahon. But guys, like, dude, he has no experience whatsoever running a wrestling company. None. He has no track record. No one ever goes, oh, man, Shane had this great, great idea that would have turned the business. No one has ever said that, even his friends. In the ring, it was like he hurt people and himself whenever he was in there. I was like, why does everyone want this? Like, he's going to come back and save this business. What are we doing?
He was the McMahon that everybody, at least for the most part, liked. Compared to the others that you had to deal with on TV, Shane was the coolest one. Shane was Shane McMahon. But as an executive, I mean, he had the deal where they were trying to do, what, video on demand in China or whatever. He doesn't actually have any experience, to anyone's knowledge, running a business.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh man, I just checked and I think that Night 2 watch party's done.
Damn.
Sold out, yep. And so, that would mean that they're both sold out. So you can't do the watch party anymore, everybody.
You snooze, you lose, kids.
Well, I don't want to say it like that because I feel bad, but they're sold out. So,
well, you know, don't feel bad. Instead, tell them where they could spend their money in Las Vegas that weekend because they missed out on that. What else could they do related to F4W?
I mentioned earlier two suite post-show suite parties are available, so you can do those two. And the meet and greet and Q&A on Friday at the Palms. And Texas Day Brazil, which is not Fogo de Chao, but... And the Wicked Spoon brunch on Sunday.
F4WOnline.com/Vegas. They're all the same? Because I don't think I've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse to
Listen,
my knowledge.
F4WOnline.com/Vegas, first off, because you stepped all over that one. Oh, F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Yeah, I said to Dave, Dave Meltzer of all people tried to correct me.
Yeah.
I said, they're all the same. And he goes, no, they're not.
Nuh-uh.
I didn't even argue. I just shut the show off. I was so sickened. You know how many Brazilian steakhouses that guy has gone to?
How many?
Probably about five, and everyone has been with me. Okay?
All right.
I know every gimmick in the book to get an all-you-can-eat steakhouse cheap. I go somewhat regularly. Let me tell you something. They're all the same. I'm not a guy who doesn't go to every Brazilian steakhouse. Okay? Yes, they have different names. They're all going to give you the same thing. They have a salad bar. They have the same stuff at every salad bar, okay? They all have the delicious bacon in brown sugar.
That's awesome.
Okay? They got fruits.
Belly.
They got vegetables. They got cheese. They got rice. They got beans. They all have the same thing.
They have beans and rice.
At the salad bar. And then, dude, it comes from the same cow. You're going to get the same cuts. You're going to get picanha wherever you go. It's always going to be the house special. You're going to get filet. You're going to get ribeye. You're going to get bottom sirloin. You're going to get flank steak. You're going to get the chicken legs. You're going to get the chicken thighs. You're going to get the wiener that nobody ever gets, that poor guy. You're going to get the cheese, the special goat cheese that has honey on top. Every place you go to, it doesn't matter if it's Texas Day Brazil. It doesn't matter if it's Fogo de Chao. It doesn't matter if it's Novilio's in Bellevue. They all are the same. Okay? So I'll tell you the right one to go to so you don't go to the wrong one. It is Texas Day Brazil. Okay? But don't go, oh, I was hoping it was Fogo de Chao. Don't do that. They're all the same. Okay?
Now, is there something that you should... Do you order the same thing every time you go?
It's all you can eat, dude. There's nothing to order.
No, there's nothing special that you can get.
No, well, if you want to add on like a Wagyu or something, but like who needs that? You're having all you can eat, so no, you don't add anything else.
Okay.
They're gonna have the same drinks. They're gonna have the same.
Nobody's
everything.
Gonna wacky special drink.
They're gonna have the same, largely Brazilian people to work there. Who I go so often, they now think I'm Brazilian. I'll take it.
Do you talk any Portuguese or only when you're getting choked out by
Well, enough. I know enough Spanish to pass for Portuguese. But anyway, Mercedes Moné will defend the New Japan Strong Women's title at Resurgence May 9th. That's on Ontario, California, which I can tell you one thing. I'll tell you this. Ontario, California is different than Ontario, Canada. Don't fly to the wrong place. She will take on the winner of a number one contenders match between Mina Shirakawa and Azumi, which is going to be taking place on April 11th at Windy City Riot.
That's interesting either way. Yes. I know everybody's going to want to see Mina, but like a wrestling match-wise, Azumi is really, really good. So,
A person goes, I ate so much meat when I went to Brazilian Steakhouse, never again. Amateur.
So just the salad bar then for you, sir? Is that what you're going to do?
Give me a break.
Is there a shrimp cocktail?
That was all sorts of stuff, brother.
Oh.
If you go to brunch, they've got like all sorts of berries, which I wish they had all day, but they only have those at brunch. And they have waffles.
I was wondering where like the bread starch was, because I know there's rice and stuff like that, but you didn't say anything about like
there's no gluten. It's all gluten-free.
No cornbread?
Even that cheesy bread, there's no gluten in it. So there's no excuse to not go to the group lunch at Texas Day Brazil Saturday at noon. And by the way, hey, they've moved the start time of that NXT show. So all of you that were worried about you wouldn't be able to go to NXT and the steakhouse, wrong. Stand and Deliver is now starting at 9 a.m.
What?
Yep, 9 a.m.
Wait.
I guess Eastern the main show may local? Start at 10. The main Wait. Show may start at 10.
Time out.
9 a.m. Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just making sure about that. So noon Eastern. Perfect. Okay, I can handle that.
Well, yeah, 10 a.m. may be the actual show, but 9 a.m. is when they're advertising the start time.
Oh,
you got to
have the pre-show and such. It's Mania weekend.
This has been a long, confusing road for a lot of people when it comes to NXT Stand and Deliver. When is it? Time is it? All that kind of stuff. I'll find
What's the card?
Let's see. Well, we got a few things for the card, but we'll talk about that here after a while. But anyway, it's around here somewhere. I had an eye yesterday, but I didn't read it. I was too busy addressing my enemies. Collision, 339,000 viewers. Obviously down 40% from the previous week's one-hour airing when they followed the NCAA basketball tournament and had a gigantic lead-in. Man, that lead-in on, I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. I think it was the lead-in Saturday for the Adam Cole, Daniel Garcia match. That lead-in was like 1.1 million. The first quarter of that show did like 1.1 million. And obviously it collapsed afterwards because it always happens with the lead-in. But at the end of the day, as I've stated, it doesn't matter. Like the advertisers at the end of the quarter or whatever are going to see the average of Collision over the last 3 months. And if it was artificially inflated by a gigantic lead-in, hey, the number's a number. And so that's the deal. So as compared to the last week or the same week in 2024, still down 26%, 18 to 49 down 18.2%. So realistically, it's probably largely the same because I wouldn't be surprised if more than 18.2% are watching on Max. So in fact, I think that that's probably close to what they're doing. More, actually. So John Cena promises more unpredictability. So the Rock's going to be showing up and throwing monkey wrenches and leaving again?
No. That's disruption. He's talking about unpredictability.
I see. Chelsea Green talked about how she was originally supposed to win the U.S. title in Vancouver at Survivor Series. And she said it would have been the biggest moment of my career. It was already going to be my biggest moment, but friends, family, my hometown. And then she found out it wasn't happening. I was heartbroken, she said. All my friends and family were still there, but I wasn't even on the show. And it was a moment of how. Put a bit of a damper on it. Till I found out it was going to be in Long Island, my husband's hometown. So at least it happened there, she said.
What podcast content is this? Jesus.
It was on Click and Tell.
Okay, that's all right. Good name.
You asked. For me, coming as an independent wrestler from Canada whose background is I'm British. I am a Caucasian British girl.
British Columbian girl? Maybe?
I guess. She just said I'm just British.
Wait.
I was caught completely off guard reading that. I'm just a Caucasian British girl.
Just some
that doesn't lend to hiring me. What?
Jesus.
She's talking about British Columbian?
I she has to be.
Or is she actually like, hold on a second.
She's not down with the queen.
I gotta find it out. Let's see.
Wait a second, is she British like Julie is? British because she was born there but then moved when she was like 3 months old or something?
Nah, she was born in British Columbia.
Okay, yeah. So that makes sense if she called Vancouver her hometown, so.
Yeah,
maybe
she was. Something
got lost in that translation.
I think something did, but that's like a direct quote.
Like Columbia.
I guess if she's, I don't know, who cares? Anyway, she was upset. So, but now she's a champion. So, that's
so she got over it and bought a new big hat.
Yeah. That totally caught me off guard there. Huh.
And if you have any crazy things like that that have ever happened to you, give Brian an email and he will read that email in the next upcoming week.
I'm sick of plugs.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
Listen. We got to do NXT after the break because
Swipe Right. You got to talk about Swipe Right, the new greatest tag.
Hey, let me get this out of the way first, okay? Let me get this out of the way first. The good news is we did have some graphics back on the show. So I was happy for that because they tried to sneak away without doing graphics last week. Don't think I didn't notice. But there were so many human beings on this program. This was like back in the day where like I'd be reviewing the show and about two-thirds of the way through, I just short-circuited and it would be like, how many segments and people are on this show? By the time I actually, I kind of half took track because I wasn't going to start the show over again. But by the time we got to Stevie Turner apologizing to Ava, there had been 50 different performers in various segments on this one show. And we still had four more segments, including the main event. Oh my God. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, my God, NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff on the show, but also, Ava opens up with her and Stephanie in the ring. Ava goes, after walking out double champion last week, shows the caliber of superstar that you are. However, given the depth of this division, both of these belts deserve to be defended frequently. And we have decided, and I quote, it's not fair for Stephanie to continue to do this alone. It's like, dude, you just made her defend both belts last week on the show. Now you've decided it's not fair?
And the fans begin to boo.
They booed vociferously when she said that she was going to vacate the North American title. And then she said, well, we'll do a ladder match, stand and deliver to determine. They boo even louder for a ladder match. They boo and they boo and they boo and they boo. She says, tonight I will give up the North American title. They're screaming in anger. But she says, one condition, I get to pick who I face at Stand and Deliver. Then we had out comes Jordan. Okay? She wants a match. Then out comes Jada Parker. Now, we've discussed this before. Is Jada Parker a babyface or a heel? There is actually an answer. Is she a babyface or a heel, Mike?
You actually don't know? To me, she's a babyface.
To everybody on earth, she's a babyface. But she's supposed to be a heel.
OTM's fault.
So she comes out as a heel, and I've been in arguments for a week about whether she's a babyface or a heel. People insist. I'm talking about in NXT that she's a heel. She comes out. She's so over. They're cheering. They're singing her song. She cuts this promo. The crowd's 100% behind her. She wants a title match. And then Jordan, who is a babyface, goes, bro, you lost. Get to the back of the line. There's boos for Jordan. And then Steph says, looks like you guys need to work this out. And she starts to leave and a brawl breaks out. And all these security dudes run out. And Jordan takes the security guy. And, man, they found a guy who could jump. And she goes to beel this guy over the top of the road. This guy flew. I never seen a guy fly so far. I mean, he flew over the top. The place is going nuts. I'm just watching this going, this is just... Jada Parker, Chelsea, both of them. We are now in Toni Storm territory. Like, you got people booing the baby faces because the heel is too over as a baby face. And so, like, AEW finally figured it out and they turned Toni baby face. But it's the same thing with Jordan. Jordan came off as the biggest baby face in this whole segment. And Jordan's out there coming across like a heel. And then we got the same exact thing on the main roster with Chelsea. Nobody's booing Chelsea. Like, every now and then she might say something negative to the fans and they boo the comment and they go right back to cheering her again. They're booing the other babyface she's in the ring with. I'm like, dude, sort this out. It's ridiculous. And we had Trick doing an Instagram promo in which he mentions being on TMZ. He was. What did Trick do on TMZ? Anybody?
I have no idea.
Does anybody know?
No.
He just threw it out there like we all knew. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
No one on the chat knows
live?
Either.
Was it a okay. TMZ tweet?
Well, great work on that one, NXT.
Well, at least they mentioned that he was actually on something, unlike most of the time on AEW, where unless it's Mercedes or this past time around with MJF, they don't mention anything that they do at all. It's insane.
We had Zarya and Lash Legend in a qualifier. And, this was one of those matches where the crowd made it better than it actually was. It was hit and miss. They had a power match. Some of it looked good. Then they had some mirror spots that did not look good. And Zarya hit her F5 and won, so she's qualified for the ladder match. We had a Wes Lee argument backstage with Briggs and Inamura, which led to Inamura challenging him to a match. Did he not say tonight? Now that I look back, that match never took place. Did I miss an entire match?
Maybe Inamura just messed it up and he meant next week. English is not his first language.
I know, but I could have sworn Wes Lee goes, I'm going to go take care of this right now.
Well, he went to go talk to Ava, but who knows where she was.
Oh, they moved it to next week. Okay.
There you go.
They ran out of time.
It was the standby match.
Had to feature too many people. Roxanne went in Ava's office, and she's arguing with Kalani Jordan, okay?
She's going to be a good heel one day.
I'm not talking about that at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What happened last week on the show? What happened in the last segment of the show? What happened?
I thought you were asking rhetorically.
No, what happened?
I can't remember. What
the last segment.
My memory.
Remember the show ends? And
yeah.
Ava is there with all the other women.
Yes, okay.
And
yes.
She's drowning.
Yes.
I'll figure it out. I'll make an announcement next week. Ah!
Yes, yes.
Remember this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I remember your rant about it more, to be honest with you.
Okay. So she had a week. Okay? To figure out this problem. A week. The show opens with the beginning of her solution. I'm going to take away this belt and make everyone really angry at me. I'm going to make the fans boo Stephanie for relinquishing this title. Great plan, Ava. Great plan. So then she announces the qualifying matches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in this segment here, Roxanne and Kalani are arguing about who is going to win the ladder match at Stand and Deliver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ava then says, well, it's only going to be one of you because you're both in tonight's second qualifier, which is coming up next.
Doesn't seem fair.
They had no idea that they were in the tournament. They had no idea they were in a qualifier together. They had no idea it was coming up next. She had 7 days to iron all of this out and is now booking the tournament in the middle of the show after the announcement was made. Then we had the real highlight of the show. This actually was quite great. It's a mini movie. Tony and his crew are getting intel on the dark state. And he says, Luca, what do you got for me? And Luca goes, Dion Lennox. He's a puzzle. When he shows up, he was, and I quote, a bookworm.
Hey, I've heard that before.
But he wasn't just a bookworm, he says. He was a linebacker for Oregon State University. Broke a dude's jaw once. And he's a smart guy, multiple college degrees, including psychology. Tony goes, well, smart guy. Then we have Osiris Griffin. That can't possibly be his actual name. Are you kidding me? Osiris Griffin?
ODB.
Does he have an Egyptian gimmick from 77 BC? Osiris Griffin? He's a big guy. 155 tackles in 60 games.
A 6 foot three. Dom, they keep getting bigger.
He has great instincts. Then my favorite. We got Cutler James. A high-level wrestler from Duke. Tony hears as it goes. I knew I wouldn't like that guy. Duke.
Tony's the baby face.
Did Spartan races as well. Tony's unimpressed with Cutler James. Then, and this is how it's pronounced, Saquon Sugars. Sugars. That's the way they pronounced it. For all of you that yelled at me.
It was the Saquon thing. It was not the Sugars thing.
No, they said it was Sugars.
Oh.
Like cigars.
Honestly.
It's Saquon Sugars. That's what they called him. He earned his degree. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
From the pavement.
Concrete jungle, baby. PhD.
Turned down Harvard. Nobody knows why.
DC, son.
People represent. Follow him. They listen to him. He's a smooth talker.
So he's he's kind of a thuggish Jim Jones with Harvard tendencies?
Something like that.
Okay.
So anyway, Tony goes, we have four legit badasses here. That's all right. And then Stax jumps in. He goes, we got to take these guys out. Tony goes, calm down, brother. It's your temper talking. Last time you put a plan together, it didn't work out very well, did it? Trust me. Like I trusted you. Do you trust me, Stax? Stax goes, I trust you, D. But he's sad. No way they go.
I don't know if I trust Stax.
Oh, I don't.
I don't.
So anyway, then very quickly, we had Tavion and Miles Bourne versus Hank and Tank, which Tavion and Miles won. Hank and Tank now getting advice from Pretty Deadly. We had a great segment with Trick, Obafemi, and Javon. And, in fact, they are having a three-way at Stand and Deliver. And for all of you that, it's going to be Trick leading the Dark State, well, they don't want you to know who it's going to be. And maybe it won't be any of them because Dark State attacked all three guys, beat all of them down, including Trick. They all were beaten down. Although they didn't do much to Javon. They just gave him like a sit-out powerbomb.
See, you keep doing this.
He
I
could
have
take
a feeling
that.
Maybe Ava's going to be an industry plant sent by The Rock, and she's the one that's in charge of all this.
Possible. Get her out of the other role. And then we had a bunch of other segments, including Swipe Right showing up. I think the blonde guy's, I think he's 14.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's on the main roster yet.
The one guy's name was absolutely ridiculous, and the fact that they look like they walked out of a 1999 Abercrombie & Fitch ad.
We had Kalani beating Roxanne Clean in her qualifier match, so she's going on. And then let's talk about, since we don't have a lot of time, the best thing on this show by miles and miles. This frickin' Sean Spears-Ricky Saints match.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just tell you one thing about this match. So when they announced it, I thought, well, Ricky's got to be winning. But then I thought, actually, you know what? Stand and Deliver's coming up. I could see them doing a screwy finish, and they do the rematch at Stand and Deliver, and Ricky wins it there. So they start doing this match, and this freaking match, Ricky starts making his comeback, and he's running wild, and this place is going wild. And he's just boom, 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 and then the nerds jump up on the apron, this culling, and bumps this guy, tosses that guy over. He's place going crazy. He's outside the ring. He just ran off everybody's spear in the ring going, come on! Ricky jumps in the ring. I'm like, don't screw this up. Like, now's the time, brother. Do not do a DQ. Do not do something stupid. Like his old buddy Wayne used to say, when it's time. Well, it was time. And Ricky spears this guy, Rochambeau, and he pins him. Place goes wild. I was like, holy smokes. This was an awesome NXT moment. It made the whole show worthwhile. It made having to see 77 different faces in 90 minutes worthwhile. Golly, this was great. Go watch this main event, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In an hour here on Sports Byline USA, it is After Dark Radio. I'm going solo for the most part, although in the second segment of the show, we're going to be joined by Lance Storm, who had a very bizarre thing happen to him. And so we're going to hear his story today, and it is After Dark Radio, so brother, it's going to be old school. He's getting called on the phone, just like everybody else, and we'll put up a photograph of Mr. Storm for those watching on video, because the show's available at video.f4wonline.com. You can also find it at f4wonline.com/YouTube, twitch.tv/f4wvideo, and of course here on Sports Byline USA. And if you don't have a Sports Byline affiliate in your area, you can always go to TuneIn Radio and search Sports Byline, and you can listen to Byline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on TuneIn Radio. So that's coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And also looking for your stories, weird things that happen in your town, or also bizarre stories told to you by your weird grandparents. And you can send those to Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Don't text him. There's too many wrestling texts. Just email only, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. I will read them all over the next however, so send them in.
Hey, speaking of wrestling, an NXT name that actually fits the guy, Brad Baylor of Swipe Right, looks like a Brad Baylor.
Well, that's his name, everybody. And then the other one is like Jim Rick, Smokes?
Ricky Smokes.
Oh, Rick Smokes. God, I'm out of here. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.